Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Lori Christensen tells how he got his start in longlining and sport fishing.
My first fishing experience was on a boat called the Faith II with Ed Hofstede from Seattle, Washington. And him and my dad and then his two brothers, Walt and Oliver, they were all very close personal friends. And Ed's brother, Walt, had broken my dad into longlining on a boat called the Peggy, which is no longer afloat.
That's right. So how old were you when you went fishing the first time?
I was 15 years old.
How did you like it?
Oh, I liked it very much. I liked not having to come home and listen to Mom anymore and going and doing something with Dad, like all young boys. And my first real full longline job here in Petersburg was with Ray Evans on the Luwalda, and I was the cook. And my first day of cooking, I opened a can of fish balls, King Oscar's fish balls from Sweden, and some hot dogs, and just boiled them on the stove. And shortly after lunch, Ray Evans called me up in the pile house and informed me that the crew needs a little more than that to eat after for the midday meal. But then things settled down from there, and I very much enjoyed working on that boat. Alan Richards and Ivor Hested, my brother Charlie, Ray Evans were the crew, and then sometimes Chris Evans came out with us in the summer.
Well, thinking back to your childhood, what did you do for fun around here?
Some of my fondest memories of my early childhood were when our neighbor, Jim Hammer, and I don't know where that man got his patience, but he would work 5-6 days a week down at Hammer and Weekon, and all weekend long he would take kids off Lumber Street up Petersburg Creek and clear snarls out of people's lines and get their hooks off the bottom and tie new hooks. And I still remember how kindly Jim Hammer was and how much time and effort he put in. But actually, I would have to say that Jim Hammer, my father taught me my first trade, longlining, but Jim Hammer really taught me my trade now, the different intricacies of sports fishing. Because of those days and because of Jim Hammer, probably my favorite place on the planet Earth is Petersburg Creek, from Hoagie's Hole up to the Three Cabins and up to the Clay Banks.
It gets pretty busy up Petersburg Creek in the summertime, would you say?
It's unbelievable, the difference. When I was a little kid growing up, you could go to different spots on Petersburg Creek and not see anybody all day. And one of the things that has changed, and not for the better, is I remember Jim always teaching us that if somebody's fishing on a certain spot, you absolutely don't go near there or bother them or disrupt them or disturb them in any way. And sometimes there would be, on rare occasion, there would be people fishing on the beach right down in front of his cabin, and he would admonish us children sternly not to go down there and fish. You leave when they leave, you can go down there and fish, but you leave those people alone. Now, my goodness, you go up to play some of the more fish spots up there, and there's people casting across each other's line and so forth. I still remember Jim, when we would go in there with the tide, if somebody was fishing, he would actually take the boat out of the gear or shut the boat off and drift past where the people were fishing, and then would put his motor back in the water and continue running up Petersburg Creek. But that kind of courtesy and etiquette is gone now. I mean, it is gone. People trying to land a fish and people casting over their line. I wouldn't do that for fear Jim Hammer might rise up out of his grave and hit me over the head.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.